Hi guys, Lilia and Elizabeth, and we finally got a chance to watch Jungkook's Be Live with the English subtitles, and Aaliyah's a little frustrated right now. Do you want to express why you're frustrated and vent some of your frustration?
Okay. Well, in the live, like, obviously he talks about his injury and stuff, and, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm glad he's okay and things. But you have to understand that Jungkook is my bias, okay? And the reason why I liked him was because he was so childish and he loves playing video games and, like, you know, just being himself. But, like, in the live, he was like, I think that I need to be calmer and more, like, composed. And I'm like, no, please don't do it. So, yeah, and now I'm, like, really bias confused.
But why does that bother you?
I don't know. Maybe you could help me with that.
Because you don't want him to change? You like him the way he is?
Yes, and I'd rather him not grow up.
Okay, so you want him to stay, like, fun, carefree Jungkook.
Yes.
You don't want him to turn into calm, serious,
Yeonggi?
Grown-up Jungkook. Yeonggi's not that. I mean, Yeonggi's pretty funny. He's just...
Well, yeah, but Jungkook's going to end up like Suga.
Okay. So, let me break down what I kind of thought, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He obviously came on to the live, and he said this explicitly. Like, I need to, like, get some of this stuff. He said, like, off his brain. We in America say off our chest.
Yeah.
But basically, like, he needed to express all the things that he was feeling and thinking. Because he'd been through a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, with his injury and traveling. And like he said, his whole family had shown up for that London show.
Yep.
Like, he was, and he had been feeling really good that day. And he even said, like, I thought this was going to be, like, one of the best days of my life. And then, like, He got hurt. And...
But he also said that it wasn't an entirely bad thing.
Okay, yeah, he did say that. But it was a lot for him to deal with.
Yeah.
Because he was really looking forward to that performance. He knew other people were looking forward to it. He wanted to do well for his parents. Which, as we know, is, like, an extreme motivating factor for all of these members. Like, they really want to do well for their parents.
Yeah.
But that's, like, how things go in life. Like, sometimes what you're looking forward to the most, it doesn't pan out the way that you want. And so, you know, there he was trying to pretend everything was okay on stage and, like, hold his composure and hold it together. And, like, he would break down and he'd get emotional. And then he'd get mad at himself for getting emotional. So it was like this downward spiral and like an emotional roller coaster for him. And like you said in the Be Live, as the shows continued, he started to get more accustomed and comfortable with the idea of, hey, I'm hurt. I'm just going to make the best of it.
Yeah.
Okay. So now comes his new proposition of, I should be more grown up. which is frustrating you. Okay. Now, we all love the carefree, fun-loving versions of all of our members. But I just want to tell you, it's okay to have, like, a calm, serious side, too.
Well, yeah, but he's, like, thinking that that's the only side that he has to.
He's thinking of moving in that direction, okay? Which, that's up to him. But what I can appreciate is that he's, like, he's starting to contemplate these things, and he wants to, like, find out more about who he is, and he wants to be a better version of himself, okay?
Yeah.
Now, in this moment, that's the path he thinks he needs to take to be a better version of himself. Now, whether he'll actually
continue
on that path or not, I don't know. But in this moment, that's what he thinks he should do.
Yes.
And so I think that we should kind of, like, just be proud that, you know,
he's trying to be a better
himself. He's trying to stay optimistic about the situation.
Mm-hmm.
you're right, he's trying to be a better person. And he's trying not to let this get the best of him.
Yeah.
Okay? So I think you should not worry until he actually becomes that person you're worried that he's going to
I'm
be.
Worried that he's going to become Suga.
I love Suga.
I know, and I love Suga too. I absolutely love Suga. I mean, he's like, he's to buy Shrek me all the time. But, like, I don't want him to think that he has to end up like one of the members.
So now let me tell you another thing.
Oh boy.
Okay. So he, in that first part of the V Live,
yes.
Okay, A, he was wearing a hat.
Yes.
He had his leather jacket on. Okay. And he was trying to be very serious.
Yes.
But as the V Live continued,
he started getting
more YouTube on his hat. He showed that he was actually in his pajamas Grandma's. Underneath his leather jacket. Like, so in a way, I kind of feel like that first part of the V-Live was him doing what he thought he needed to do.
And what he actually, what his heart
Right, was underneath. It's still there. Like, it's still there, okay? So don't worry too much. And then another thing that I noticed at the beginning of the V-Live was he kept, like, twisting
his head. Neck. Yeah, yeah.
Okay? All right, so now, okay. So, for those of you who don't know, I'm also a yoga instructor. So, here comes some of my yoga talk, okay? All right. So, when you have a lot of tension in your neck, sometimes it can symbolize that there's, like, a disconnect between parts of you. Do you know what I mean? And I think that's very accurate in Jungkook's case. Like, part of him wants to, like, be serious and grown up. But part of him still wants to
be his kid self.
Yeah. Like, super fun love him, okay?
Yeah.
So him twisting his neck like that was him trying to, like, reconcile the two. Like, he doesn't know which way to go. He's trying to
I do that a lot, too.
He's trying to get that, okay? He's trying to get, like, that good energy connection between the two so that they can kind of, like, compromise and meet in the middle, okay? So this is a major struggle for him. But I don't think it's anything for you to worry about.
Well,
like,
I don't think he's going to end up
like this really serious guy who doesn't do anything.
Well, I know that. I know that he's not going to. I just want him to. Like, I know that all the members are going to grow up, but I still want. It's like he's like trying to change his own personality. You know what I mean?
Okay, but he's just contemplating it.
I know.
He's experimenting.
I'm not, yeah, I know,
He's like just testing the waters. He's like, okay, will this work out for me?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it will, maybe it won't. Maybe just some parts will work out for him. You know,
like, I mean, I've done the same things before.
Yeah,
so.
we try things out and we see what works, we see what doesn't work. And we keep what works and we let go of what doesn't.
Yep.
And that's all he's doing.
Okay.
He's not gonna like wake up tomorrow
and be like, "I'm Suga now."
So don't worry too much. And like I said, if anything, bottom line, it's good that he's trying to like
be a good person.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, he was already a good person, but he just wants to be the best version of himself.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk louder. I guess. Everything, I don't even, like, have a bias anymore. Yep.
Okay, that's another thing, like, you're too focused on the bias aspect of it. Like, you're like,
no,
how does this affect my bias?
No.
Like, okay, I'm shushing.
Yes.
Okay.
It's very important for me.
All right, well, that just goes to show you that we're always, like, analyzing stuff and doing what we need to do.
Yep.
Because that's exactly what you're doing with this bias.
Shush.
Okay. So anyways, I thought that was really, like, a really insightful V-Live, and I'm glad that, I hope that it helped him. It seemed to help him, because by the end, he was, like, really a lot more carefree.
Ha.
Yeah. And then, like you said, I mean, the last of the concerts in Europe are this weekend.
I can't believe that it's already, like, almost.
I know. They have Paris, and then they go back to Asia. They do some concerts in Japan. And then they just recently added some other Asia dates on.
Oh.
So they're touring, you know, through January, February.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so it's still not... It's still, it's like, not, 4 more months.
Yeah, it's not, like, officially over, but, yeah. Like, the far traveling is over. So, anyways. Anything you want to end with?
Just go always love and support them. Oh, and that's my problem.
Well, listen to your own advice.
That's what I just said. I think I just get worried.
But worry doesn't do anything.
I know.
I would wait until there's actually something to worry about.
I know.
Okay. All right. Well, no more serious.
He's turning more into a Virgo. No more Leo side of him.
Oh my gosh. Everything's okay. Just breathe. Just breathe. All right. Well, we're going to go. And thank you for listening. And... I know. I forgot the shout out. I'm going to have to really give this person a big, big shout out the next time we record. Okay, but thanks for listening, and we hope that you guys all have a wonderful day.
And always love and support everyone, and be nice.
And with that, we're going to go. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.